Every time I think about it, I cry.
It means I get to marry the woman I love.
You're going to be able to have a marriage license. You're going to be able to be a wedded couple.
There's some legitimacy now.
We're also going to have orchids and roses.
An historic moment in California for Tracy and Tiffany, who are about to walk down the aisle together.
Oh, look at this.
And for Robin and Diane, who fought for decades for the right of same-sex couples to marry.
It's not just about each other. It's that it's opened this entire possibility for every gay kid that's growing up today, that they can grow up and they can have marriage and they can have families and they can have acceptance. I mean, it's just incredibly important to us.
A monumental occasion for the couple and an unexpected boon for California's economy.
I would say the total spending that will be generated by same-sex weddings is well over $1 billion in the next 3 years.
$1 billion and 2,100 new jobs over the next 3 years, according to a study by the Williams Institute at the UCLA School of Law. Wedding planner Marcia Vidal says it couldn't have come at a better time.
Are you seeing economic hard times? Are things rather soft for people in your industry right now?
Actually, it is. We are definitely seeing a slowdown, and we're also seeing a forecast of weddings being postponed even out to 2010 and 11.
Tiffany and Tracy are learning weddings are big business.
You discover that, yes, you know, you want to have it at a place and you want to have someone officiating for you. And, oh, and we have to have it catered. Oh, and by the way, don't we want flowers?
Their budget, about $40,000.
Because we're doing $40,000 just ourselves, and then you count probably 80 guests coming in from out of the state, staying for at least 3 nights in hotels, car rentals, eating out, tourist attractions.
We don't want to be like two brides or two grooms.
Baker Tom Rosa says his business has already tripled thanks to customers like Diane and Robin.
I think price for most gays and lesbians will not be an object because it's something they never expected, right. Never expected in all of their life. And so the California gold rush is on.
I now pronounce you spouses for life.
Diane and Robin became the first same-sex couple to officially tie the knot in Southern California. And now among the first to say they've helped the state along the way.